You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Athletes, warriors of the field, court, and gym. Each one of you embodies the spirit of resilience, determination, and unwavering commitment. Today, let's embark together on a journey. A journey to unleash the warrior within. Your mindset. Your mindset is the foundation of champions. In the realm of sports, victory isn't solely determined by physical prowess. It's in the mind. It's in the heart. It's in your spirit that separates the good from the great. Your mindset is your most potent weapon. It's about cultivating unshakable self-belief. Embracing adversity as a stepping stone and approaching every challenge with the unyielding determination to conquer. You gotta embrace the grind. Champions are not born. They are forged through dedication and unrelenting work ethic. It's about embracing the grind. The pain in the early mornings and the late nights. It's the willingness to step into discomfort, to push beyond perceived limits, and to consistently strive for excellence. There's gonna come adversity. There's gonna come hardship. You gotta overcome it. Overcoming adversity is the true test of character. It's not about avoiding challenges, but about how you rise. How you rise after being knocked down. Get up. Every setback is a platform for a comeback. An opportunity to grow stronger, to learn resilience, and evolve into a better version of yourself. It's gonna take discipline, immense amount of discipline. See, discipline isn't merely a choice, it's a way of life. It's the small, seemingly insignificant choices made consistently that lay the foundation for monumental achievements. It's about discipline in your training, your nutrition, your recovery, every single detail. Every detail contributes to an eventual triumph, a win. That's the beauty of discipline. Resilience is the key to endurance. See, now when I say endurance, that too is not just physical, guys. It's mental. You gotta have that mental endurance and the emotional resistance. It's about staying the course even when the path seems treacherous. I repeat, it's about staying the course when the path seems treacherous. Cultivate resilience. Bounce back from setbacks. And let each stumble become a stepping stone towards victory. Celebrating victories, learning from defeats is a part of the process. In victory, you have to remain humble. In defeat, you have to be resilient. Every win is a testament to your hard work. But every loss is a lesson, an opportunity to learn. I repeat, every loss is an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back stronger. Embrace both with grace and unwavering determination. See, the warrior within is boundless, resilient, and relentless. As you step out here today, as you step onto your own battlefield, carry that warrior spirit with you. Embrace those challenges. Fuel your passion and march forward with unwavering determination. Go forth, conquer your dreams. For within each of you resides the power to be extraordinary. I need you to remember this. I need you to become that alpha athlete. Nothing, I repeat, nothing can stop you.
Yesterday is gone, and there is nothing you can do about it. Whatever dream you had yesterday that you didn't work to manifest is forgotten about. You let an opportunity pass you by because you told yourself that there will always be tomorrow. Well, I'm here to tell you, tomorrow is a promise. That's the wrong mentality to have. There's somebody out there right now living out your dreams because they're hungrier than you are. They decided to wake up and tell themselves that today is the day. While you sat around thinking no one out there is willing to outwork me, hustle harder than me, or that no one is more committed than I am, you will never win with that mentality. In fact, winners don't believe that they can do something tomorrow, that they can do today. A person who consistently puts off fulfilling their dreams gives the next person the upper hand and places them further ahead in the race. The reason you tell yourself that you can get to it tomorrow is because the desire to succeed isn't detrimental enough for you. You're still comfortable where you are. You're not as hungry as you say you are. And because of that, people less talented, not as gifted, and less skilled than you are will always be the shadow that darkens your path. Telling yourself tomorrow often leads to a cycle of perpetual postponement. It's time to change that mindset and tell yourself that today is the day. Not tomorrow. Not next week or next month. Today is the day I go after my dreams and stop procrastinating. Tell yourself, I refuse to let someone outwork me, hustle harder than me, or be more committed than I am. You have to fight for your dream as if someone was trying to take your life, and you refuse to lose. The moment you decide to give your life for your dream, that's when your dream will change how you live life. You have to make up in your mind that you will not continue living the lifestyle you're currently living, and you will be the one to leave a legacy for your family. You owe it to yourself and the ones depending on you to go out and make it happen. Your family will either be the beneficiary of your hard work or your laziness. But whatever the outcome is, it's on you. The person currently living out your dream doesn't belong there, but they got there because they decided to do something about it today. They didn't adopt the tomorrow mentality. They told themselves, this is a matter of life or death. And if I sit around waiting for someone to come to me as opposed to going out and making it happen and outworking the next person, I will starve. They're not better than you are. more gifted, nor more talented than you. But what separates them from you is their now mentality. They're not sitting around waiting until they are motivated to get up to create the life they want. The process of the grind is their motivation. What is your motivation? How long are you going to sit back and watch those take your place and live your life? At what point are you going to get pissed off at you for procrastinating and telling yourself tomorrow? What is it going to take for you to break the cycle of perpetual procrastination and go out and create the life you want? Wishing will not bring you the life you want. Complaining will not bring you the success you are longing for. And spectating will not bring you any closer to leaving the legacy you were put here to leave behind. No one cares if you don't do anything with your life. Because the only person who suffers in the end is you. You have to live with the regrets. You have to look at yourself in the mirror every day and tell yourself, I didn't give it my all. And I spent more time procrastinating and telling myself, I have tomorrow. The longer you delay and continue putting off going after your dream, the more your confidence and hunger for the manifestation will begin to diminish. If you decided today to take action, even if it's a small step, it will boost your confidence, fuel your hunger to succeed, and build momentum over time. The actions you don't take today can impact the life you live tomorrow. Continuous procrastination will eventually erode your motivation to go after your dreams and make it extremely hard for you to gain momentum. Taking proactive steps today can set you on a path towards realizing your aspirations and creating a more fulfilling future. Tomorrow isn't promised, so it's up to you to make each day count as if it were your last. You have to grind like there's no tomorrow. You have to tell yourself that tomorrow may not come for me. And if my time was to end right now, would I be satisfied with the work I put in today to make my dreams my reality? If you answer that question honestly and with integrity, and your answer is no, then you don't have tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. So what are you going to do today to begin manifesting your dreams? The best time to go after your dreams is now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. Lose the tomorrow mentality and begin embracing a proactive mindset today. Take decisive actions now, because the longer you procrastinate, the harder it will be to overcome inertia and break free from the cycle of perpetual procrastination. The power to transform your life lies in the choices you make today, in this very moment. Each decision to take action propels you closer to your dreams. The time is now, not tomorrow or someday, but right now. Don't let the allure of procrastination rob you of the incredible potential within you. Carry with you the determination to seize the day, to embrace the challenges, and to tackle your goals head on. Remember, every small step you take today is a giant leap towards the life you envision for yourself. Let this be the moment you decide to break free from the shackles of tomorrow and embrace the infinite possibilities of now. You have the power to shape your destiny, and it begins with what you do in this very moment. So go out there, make it happen. Take that first step. The world is waiting for you. That brilliance only you possess. Remember this. The bridge between dreams and reality is built with the bricks of actions laid today, not tomorrow. You're not defined by the promises of the future, but by the actions you take in the present, right now, today. Carry the torch of motivation and let it illuminate your path. Don't be a passenger on the train of procrastination. Be the conductor steering it towards success. Let's make a pact right now. No more tomorrows that may never come. Embrace the power of now, the only moment that truly belongs to us. The time is ripe for action, for change, for the remarkable journey towards your aspirations. in the great words of Walt Disney, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Let's stop talking about what we'll do tomorrow and start doing it today. Your future self will thank you for the choices you make now. Let us embrace the power of now, for it is the only time that truly belongs to us. The decisions we make today shape the tomorrows we dream of. Procrastination is the thief of time, and we refuse to let it rob us of our potential. Carry with you the fire of determination. Let it be the driving force behind your actions, the catalyst for your dreams realized. Procrastination may whisper in your ear, but the resilience within you roars louder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.